Hello, friends. Please consider supporting the Flavors and Knowledge podcast. Donated proceeds are applied to absorb the cost of cooking classes and health education for children. Help a child affected with diabetes with a sponsorship donation toward adequately managing the condition through Food First. Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation brings this message. Hello, friends. Welcome back. This is Chef Walter with another episode of Flavors and Knowledge. Today, we're going to be talking about some food science, and I'm going to share with you several tips that I think will be useful for you. And when cooking, having some chemistry and physics knowledge will certainly increase your talent. Dealing with food every day gives you a broad spectrum of how elements react under heated conditions, and often understanding the process that occurs and the structural changes allow you to become a better cook. After all, having some chemistry is always helpful. And we all know that we could use some extra talent in the kitchen. And so I have about 9 tips here for you to consider. I am confident that you know that pasta, for instance, gets cooked in boiling water or any flavored liquid. The key, however, relies on the power of the liquid itself. Rapid boiling can often break the tissues and damage the pasta surface. Instead, I suggest dropping the pasta in quick boiling water, stir gently for 1 minute, and immediately reduce the heat to a medium-low. You want simmering water, and not a forceful boil, with limited stirring. More expensive pasta needs less stirring because of the composition of its wheat. You've heard to brush the dirt off mushrooms because they will absorb more moisture once immersed in water. The fact is that mushrooms will take on about 2% of the water. Therefore, the water will evaporate when cooked for additional 3 minutes. So, go ahead and wash your mushroom in water without hesitation. Number 3 is, when caramelizing onions, a pinch of baking soda will turn the onion slightly softer and it will achieve a quicker a golden color and really more soothing. It would be best if you reached a higher pH for a quick reaction. And please don't overdo it. You only need 1/4 of a teaspoon for 1 pound of onion. So let's not make a mistake right there. Also, if you have a chance, please find out what the pH and particular acidity means in a cooking process. Number 4. If your recipe calls for scalded milk, there is probably a reason. Scalding the milk will break down the whey protein which is found in milk, and it is responsible for damaging the gluten when you're raising any particular type of dough during baking. Number 5. A pinch of kosher salt in your morning coffee will remove some of the bitterness and it will smooth out the taste. In addition, you will have a pleasant balance, especially when using untreated groundwater or questionable city water. And so use the ratio of 1/4 of a teaspoon for every 6 tablespoons of coffee grounds. Let's move on to number 6, which is, let your grilled meats rest before cutting. If you slice your steak immediately, the moisture from the muscle fiber will run out on a plate. Instead, allow about 10 minutes before cutting, which will result in a moisture and a succulent product with all the flavors that will remain intact. Number 7 is really related to number 6. Carryover cooking increases the temperature after you have removed any protein from a natural heat element. So when the meat rests, the internal temperature climbs from 5 to 10 degrees, turning the product from a medium to a well done. And so you want to keep that in mind when you're cooking. The next time you cook your favorite cut of meat protein, keep the carryover step in mind. So undercook everything. That is my suggestion to you. Number 8 is the step that I take after blanching the vegetable, especially green beans and asparagus. I coat them in olive oil after I drain them. The steam from the boiling liquid removes moisture from the veggies, but the olive oil or any other oils will prevent the shriveling. In addition, the fat will create a barrier that locks in moisture and color so that you will always have a nice crispy and green looking product. Number 9 and the last. It's another technique. When dealing with fresh berries, I soak them in water as soon as I take them home from the market. Take a bowl and fill it with warm water reaching the temperature of about 125 Fahrenheit, which is probably the temperature of your faucet. Drop the berries in water for about 30 seconds and drain. The warm water will extend the shelf life and will prevent mold from forming. And so that is all for today with some tips on food science, which I think is always very important. Follow Flavors and Knowledge on anchor.fm or any of your preferred platform. If you get a chance, follow us also on YouTube under the Chef Walter's Cooking School channel. There you will have a selection of short video casts, always about health and wellness, food, suggestions, and recipes. And if you're in a kitchen today or tonight, always keep your eyes on the fire. Stay connected and stay informed with Flavors and Knowledge. We'll chat with you on the next round. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.